Not only has the cattle kind of brought themselves on a bit of a rally, is it the support from their discount to the strong cash market, or is it still playing on a little bit of the rumors that we had earlier in the week? Breaking it all down today, you're listening to the American Ag Network. And good afternoon, I'm Susan Littlefield. Sue Martin's joining us. She's with Ag and Investment out of Clarion, Iowa. And Sue, let's kind of start out there. This cattle movement and some stronger cash discussions kind of made this cattle market do a flip-flop.
Well, I think one thing that may have, two things actually, that may have prompted the turn today and to push higher is the fact that we note that carcass weights are, of course, increasing again. They increased about 6 pounds here from the prior week in the comprehensive report. And at 914 pounds, we're seeing carcass weights running about 25 pounds over last year and 57 pounds over 2023. So beef production is still increasing, maybe hasn't exceeded last year, but it certainly isn't much less than last year. And so the packer is doing a very good job of managing his kill. And it was at first thought that we would be, you know, maybe we could be around the 560, 550 area, 550,000 head. Then it was, no, we may be 500,000 to 505,000 head for a week after Memorial Day slaughter. Well, now it's appearing like it's going to be less than that and maybe 485,000, which could come in as probably the lowest on record for a week after Memorial Day. So that, along with the cash steady-ish to maybe in some places a little firmer, but no ball of fire compared to what we've been seeing. Basically, I think the combination of all that, along with the cutout and the packer keeping that kill down, one, he's backing up cattle, getting them heavier. Two, he's also helping push that cutout so that they can get it as high as they can as we go in towards the Father's Day demand. And of course, yesterday it was up sharply and good movement, 116 boxes. And so I would suspect we're going to see another good day today on the cutout this afternoon later. And so I think all of those are reasons that the market turned and bounced back here. But I do think caution is a word here that we need to continue to practice when I look at the cattle and feeders as well.
You know, and it seemed to, Sue, that Tuesday's rumor mill that was flying around kind of was a bit of a reality check, per se, for this cattle market to say, hey, if this happens in the States, this is what we could see.
Oh, very much. You know, I was real pleased with Secretary Rollins because the very next day, she had reached out to the Secretary of Agriculture of Mexico, and they had talked about that the U.S. is going to put $21 million into a facility in Mexico. I'll probably murder the word, Metapolo or Pata, something like that, in Mexico, where there was a facility, and they're bringing it up to speed. And their plan is to release between 60 and 100 million flies, fruit flies, sterile, to push to the south to try to keep these New World screwworm flies south, like in Panama. And in Panama, the U.S. has a facility where they're basically having 44 flights a week where they're releasing 100 million of these flies, sterile, to try to eradicate these flies that are carrying that parasite. And so it's very concerning because once that parasite gets into the bloodstream, it then attacks the tissue and will eat the animal inside out. And yes, you, as long as you cook the meat fully, you know, be completely done, not medium rare or rare, you'd be probably okay to eat it. The problem is people, it just doesn't sound real palatable. And I think that that rumor coming out on Tuesday helped everybody realize that this could be a concern that could unravel the cattle market.
Switch gears over to what we're seeing in the grains here quick. Weather worries. We saw some some numbers come in on Tuesday, delay because of the holiday on Monday. But they always say, you know, rain makes grain, and we definitely have got that rain issue going on in a few places.
Well, we do. And originally the forecast was, you know, yes, we'd be nicer this weekend coming up. And then as we go into June 6th, we'd be warmer and drier. But now they're starting to add rain in. And so you look at the rain, and of course, the planting progress was good and pretty much in line with everybody's expectations. But what surprised them was the crop condition ratings for wheat, and then also even on corn, maybe not as good as what they had actually thought. And so I think that kind of gave us a little support for the wheat market. As for corn, I think because of the weather forecast, there's an attitude that, you know, this looks pretty good for the new crop. And therefore, new crop, yes, is down, but it's the old crop that keeps slipping a little harder than the new.
Sue Martin joining us today with Ag and Investment out of Clarion, Iowa. And a quick reminder, commodity futures and options involve a substantial risk of loss not suitable to all investors. I'm Susan Littlefield. You're listening to the American Ag Network.